So you're welcome to fourth and final session of Shikshastak. Shikshastak by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So we had been through some relatively easier subject matters. The Jews, and then boiling it down. Watery substances evaporating, and what remains is thick, condensed nectar, full of love, or that is love, no trace of lust, pure love, unalloyed love. It becomes tough, this subject matter, because our conditioning, our situation is that of the influence of lust upon us from the time immemorial. But we'll still make an attempt to try to grasp, understand the subject matter. The subject matter of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's understanding is trying to understand, Radharani. And trying to understand Radharani meant understanding Radha's love. Radha's love for Krishna. So we are but tiny jivas, and again conditioned, not naturally inclined, unfortunately inclined to the lusty affairs of this existence, hence little tougher subject for us. Also, as we had been understanding different stages of evolution in Krishna consciousness, and this is the top position now. Bhav bhakti, prem bhakti, which is far superior or above the sadhana bhakti. Also, this is now the prayojan. Subject matter is what? Prayojan, the ultimate destination, ultimate goal is prayojan. Sambandha bhidheya prayojan. So these are higher, superior, topmost subject matters. Essence of all that exists. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravrashayitam. So verse number 7th and then 8th also, two final verses. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravrashayitam. Shunyayitam jagatsarvam govinda virahinam. In talk of subject of separation, subject matter is separation from Krishna. In bhav, level of bhav, bhakti, there's a separation. This verse talks of separation. Followed by, well, then union. And there's the next verse. Or you are not caring, whatever. I know prananathastu sa eva na paraha. I don't have any other, I don't know anyone. I don't want, I don't care to know other than Sri Krishna, Gopinath. He is my prananath, he is my life and soul and goal of my life. So, the whole subject matter of conjugal Madhurya Leela affairs, that realm, Unnata Ujvala Rasam Samarpiyatum Anarpita Charim Charat Kalo Karunavatar, something like that. So after a long time, Lord is appearing after a long, long time. Charim Chirat Karunaya, Karunaya, out of His mercy, Avatiranaha, okay, it's coming now, coming back. Avatiranaha, Kalo. In this age of Kali, Avatirana, Lord appeared, Karunaya, out of His compassion for the souls of this age of Kali, Lord appeared after a long, long time appeared. And, because there are many other incarnations, but He also appeared like no other incarnation appears, or with that purpose, no other incarnation served this purpose, or delivered these kinds of goods. And that is samarpiyutum, in order to deliver. Unnata ujvala rasam, ras, the mellow. Unnata ujvala, the brilliant ras, brilliant mellow. Also unnata, the topmost. Unnata, unnata, the topmost mellow. And what is that mellow? The topmost mellow is Madhurya Jwala. Madhurya Jwala Rasam. Madhurya Ras. Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Namnam Pratikshana Asvadana Lolupasya Vandi Guru Sri Charana Ravindam, our previous acharyas. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to deliver this ras, this mellow of Madhurya ras, or He appeared to relish it, and then others also are benefited as He is trying to understand and relish that ras, that mellow, Madhurya Ras. So this Madhurya Ras has this Radha and Krishna, they go through this separation and union. Separation and union. In the terms and words of Chaitanya, not Chaitanya, the nectar of devotion, it is there's Vipralambha and Sambhog. So this verse is talking of Vipralambha. Where is Krishna? Where is he? Where is he? He Radhe Braja Devi Kecha Lalite Nandasuno kutaha kutaha, where are you, where are you? Radhi Brajadevike, hey Lalite, hey Nandasunu, Nandasunu, hey son of Nanda Maharaj, Nandasuno kutaha, where are you? Are you on the top of Govardhan Hill? Are you there on the banks of Jamuna? Where are you? So six Goswamis of Vrindavan in that mood. They're wandering throughout Brajamandal looking for Krishna. Where is he? Where is he? So this is Vipralamba. Some devotees could experience this Vipralamba or Mahabhav. Generally, the general stock or the numbers of the living entity, they cannot experience this Mahabhav, this Vipralamba and this Sambhog later on. But some Sakhas of Krishna, and of course this our six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they are gopis, they are manjaris. So they are going through these ups and downs in their lives. Up, when they meet Krishna, that is Sambhog. And where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? That is Vipralamba. So part of their life is going through this Vipralamba. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And when am I going to meet? Am I going to meet, ever meet him? And then finally they meet and there's a sambhog enjoyment, but not ordinary sambhog, like a sankirtan or sammelan or sangeet. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sankirtan, sang. Samyak, you know, the complete. Bhoktaram jagyatavasa, I am the enjoyer. So that Krishna and Radharani, finally they meet and there's a sambhog. So Vipralamba sambhog, Vipralamba sambhog. They go through this. So this verse is talking of that separation from Krishna. Yugaitam nimishena chakrusha pravrashaitam. Yugaitam. Appearing like one long age. Satya yug, treta yug, now these yugas. Sambhavami yuge yuge. Long, yo, I haven't met him for. The gopis, they come during the day. And they are at Radhakund, they meet Krishna. At Kusum Sarovar, they pluck flowers. They make nice garland. Vaijayanti chamalam. Then they go to Radhakund, they offer garlands. Well, that's just greeting. And they have festival there, boat festival. Jalakeli, Ratikeli, Siddhi, water sports and varieties of pastimes, whole midday pastimes are on the banks of Radhakund. There are so many kunjas, Nikunja, you know, Ratikeli, Siddhi. Each gopi has, or a sakhi, well, the Asta sakhis. Sudevi has her own kunja, forest garden. And Rangadevi has another forest. And Indulekha has another one. The Vishakha has another one. And Lalita has another one. And Champaklata has another one. And Chitra has another one. And Tungavidya has another one. We just said the eight names of the principal sakhis. So Radhakund in the middle, and then there are kunjas, ashta kunjas, like ashta, slokas, siksha ashtak, ashta. There are so many ashtaks, there are eight kunjas, and Krishna goes from one kunja to another, and each kunja has a different scene, different experience, different climate, different flavor, different mood, and Krishna relishes. Some place it is raining, he goes to next kunja, it's a shining sun, next kunja is a little cool. Hey, bring my chadar, bring my chadar. Variety, different kinds of birds, different kinds of flowers, fragrance. So gopis, they have good time with Krishna, but then their time is kind of over. Krishna has next scene. The coward boys are waiting. Krishna goes going through Ashtakali Leela, 8 days divided into 8 parts, and sometime he is with the gopis, sometime he is with the coward boys, sometime he is with his parents, and like that, his day, 24 hours are divided. So after spending time with the gopis, then he's back with the coward boys, with the cows. They're missing him. Yugaitam nimishena. They're also thinking, oh, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And the cows are awaiting his return. They're looking for him. Not only 6 Gosamis of Vrindavan are looking, the cows are looking for Krishna. Everyone is missing. Oh, when Krishna is away, whole Braj is a living. There's no dead matter, nothing material, mundane, and everything is an entity. So then, after spending time in the middle of the day with Krishna, gopis go back to, they return to Vrindavan, to Nandagram. So when it's evening time, and now Krishna is returning from pasturing grounds with the cows and coward boys playing his flute. Again gopis line up on either side of the road. They're climbing the rooftops to get another glimpse, to get the glimpse of Krishna. They think, oh, we haven't seen him for long, long time. As if ages have passed. The fact of the matter that they were just there with him around noon time. They just came back home. And it is also now time for Krishna to return home. And they're again thinking, oh, we haven't seen him. Our life is just shunya itam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me. So this little few moments, it's a big separation, as if many ages. Radha and Krishna are sitting together after long separation. They finally had a milan and union. They're sitting next to each other. But then one bumblebee comes, making sound, bumblebee hovering over. And Madhumangal noticed, hey, look, that bumblebee, that rascal bumblebee is disturbing Radha, Shyam. So he took a stick and rushed to the scene to drive away that bumblebee. Well, who knows how he managed. He drove away bumblebee. And as he was going away, he said, oh, I got rid of Madhu, he said. Bumblebee is also called Madhu. So he did get rid of that bumblebee, and he said, "Oh, I got rid of Madhu, I got rid of Madhu." And Radharani heard this. And when she heard that Madhu Mangal got rid of Madhu, she thought, "Oh, he got rid of my Madhusudan. After a long time we had finally met, and look, this rascal, Madhu Mangal, he got rid of my Madhusudan." And thinking like this, she was in tears. Crying. And although Krishna was sitting next to her, just by hearing, "Oh, he got rid of Madhu, so Madhusudan is no more with me." So there are, these are Radha Krishna. They are always afraid of losing each other's association or company. Called Prema Vaichitya. In the term by Rupa Goswami for this fear. Radha is always afraid, I may lose this company. Something may come up, who knows what next and what move and what would be there. So this inevitable, together but fearing inevitability of separation. For sure something is going to happen now, soon, and we'll not be together again. So this kind of fear is called Prema Vaichitya. So there's a preparation, meeting, before meeting, there's a purvarag, there are so many, this love of Godhead, and this prem, this is a big subject matter, it's a big science, intricate, with so many terms and definitions and so purvarag, the separation before the meeting, and then they meet, and sometimes Radharani may also develop some kind of pride, and she may pick up little quarreling with her beloved. She may become angry with him for some reason. And she develops this maan. And that may cause separation also between Radha and Krishna. So all this is, you can read more details of this devotional service in conjugal love. Nectar of Devotion, chapter 44. This could go deeper, understand this science. So before we talk further, we want to hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or we wish we would only hear Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all the time. So his thoughts. So he recited the seventh Sikshastak, and then he is contemplating, he is relishing that seventh verse. Yugaitam nimishena. One nimish, one movement is like a yuga, a millennium. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam, this jagat, this world is shunya, zero. There's nothing here. Govinda virahenam, without Govinda, there's nothing here. And this world, the universe is round in shape. What is the shape of the universe? Hariva. What is the shape? It's a round. Round like what? Huh? Zero. Zero is, what is the form of zero? It's a round. So, if there's no Krishna, then this whole universe with whatever, pizzas in this world, or palaces in this world, or wealth of this world, or whatever else is there to enjoy in this world, which is full. So many forms are there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Alert. Alert. Sit right. Sit properly. So the world is filled with shabda, sparsha, rupa, ras, gandh. Something in this world to touch and you enjoy. Shabda, sparsha. Or there are something before touch comes the sound. There are so many things to hear and enjoy. Some things you touch and enjoy. Shabda, sparsha, rupa. Some things you see the forms and enjoy. Shabda, sparsha, rupa, ras. So many things you eat with the tongue, taste and enjoy. And gandha, fragrance, smell. So there are five sense objects in the world. The world is but the five sense objects. It's full of five different objects. And the body is mounted, equipped with five object, five sense, what is the knowledge acquiring senses. So five senses are with us in the body, and all around us there are five sense objects. This is how the conditioned soul is connected, always reciprocating, dealing with these five sense objects. The sound and touch and smell and taste and like that, those five. So it's four. But for a devotee in advanced stage, or this is how he advances, at some point he has to come to conclusion, no, there is nothing here that soul could enjoy. And the soul and the spirit, this world is full of matter. I am anti-material. I am anti-material. I am a spirit soul. For soul there is nothing to enjoy. So wherever he looks, whatever he sees, that? Tar dekhe, tar murti. Sthavara jangama dekhi, na dekhi tar murti. Yes. The advanced devotees, sthavara jangama dekhi, na dekhi tar murti. Sarvatra hai ishta devi rasphurti. They're always thinking of their ishta devi. Their worshipable Lord is all that they are thinking about, concerned about. So all things around them, although they see, they do not see also. As if they have not seen. They don't take any interest. They may be seeing things, but they don't take interest. As people see something and immediately they want to take a photograph. These days they have mobile. They see some beautiful object. They keep seeing, and go closer and see. Maybe the car they want to see. Sukadeva Goswami, okay, there's a car, so just not to bump into the car, so he may see car for that purpose and then take a little diversion and move forward. So he saw and he did not see at the same time. But someone else, he may, as soon as he sees some new model of the car, he'll be overwhelmed, he'll stop. And then he'll proceed, get closer, and then he'll maybe touch the car. Sometimes people may even kiss the car, or they may do some parikrama of the car, take a look from all around and maybe open the car and which model this one is, and look at the steering, oh look at this, look at that, take picture of this, picture of that. Going into details, the great details. So there's a difference. So one who is absorbed in Krishna, looking for Krishna, is only thinking of his Lord. And as a result, sthavara jangama dekhi. Sthavara means some things are stationary in one place, station. And jangam is moving. Some mobile, immobile objects. So even if he sees, he doesn't really see, doesn't take interest in them. So like this, all objects where there's no Krishna involved, there's no Krishna connection or service connection, then he is not interested. And like this, shunyaitam, this whole world is just but a big zero. I'm not interested in this. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. It has already made that statement. So without Krishna, shunyaitam. Naam bina kishu nahi kovara chauda bhuvana maje. In the words of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, like devotee, says, naam bina kichu nahi. Well, he says, without name there's nothing else of any value in this world. The most valuable thing in this existence, chauda bhuvan. Chauda means 14. Chauda bhuvan means 14 planetary systems. Naam bina kichu nahi. There's nothing better to be had. The best thing is a holy name. If there's no holy name, then there's just a dead matter. Again, shunyaitam, this is zero. So zero has some meaning when there is one. Prabhupada is to talk in these terms. Then you add, even zero has a more value, more things connected with Krishna. Then it has a value. Otherwise, all these zero, zero, zero is a one big zero. So that one is Krishna. So shunyaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahi name. Udvege Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's now. Talking to, like Bhagavad Gita was spoken to Arjuna, and these eight prayers, Sikshastak, they were, this is not really, this is on another level. Instructions in Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was, well, in illusion, or his bodily concept, and Krishna wanted to preach to him, get him out of there so that he would transcend his bodily concept and he would surrender unto him and surrender unto Krishna's will and plan and fight for him. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is surrounded by a selected few of his associates like Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar. Two names have been mentioned here. There are so many other confidential associates of Mahaprabhu in Mahaprabhu's Leela or in Jagannath Puri Antya Leela. But the two names have been mentioned here. So he's talking to them. So he's not really giving any instruction to them. He's just like a talking to himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like a talking to himself. In the mood of Radharani, or trying to develop that mood, trying to understand Radharani's mood, Radharani's love for him. Radharani's love for him. From Radharani's point of view, when Radharani looks at me, what does she really see? What does Radharani think of me, and how does she and how much does she enjoy and relish me and my form and my... So this is Krishna did, this understanding that he did not know, he did not have this understanding. So he was feeling incomplete. I don't understand. How does she think? How does she feel? When she is in my association, she is enjoying me and her praying for me. So, hence he has become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although, I'm just to... Ekatmana vapi. Although, in the beginning, but who knows when that time, whether that time existed, but the statement is, Atmana vapi, Ekatmana vapi. Although the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that entity is one. Pura means long, long time ago. Dvau, bhedau, gatau, tau. That one Lord, Bhuvi, as it also said, in this existence, he became two. Dvau, bhedau, there was a the one, that he becomes two. And that is Krishna and Radha. And then, in order to relish Krishna prema that Radha, or understand the Krishna prema that Radha relishes, then the two become one again. And that is, two in one is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then here, and in experience, or when the two, the lover and beloved, when they are in sambhog, in union and experiencing each other's company, they are not two. They become one. So in this term also, the Nectar of Devotion, Gaudiya Vaishnava literature, talks one becoming two, then two becoming one, but at the same time, there are two are there, just in experience they are one. But there's no separation, there's no two identities when they are sambhog state in the union and the conjugal loving affairs as they go through. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has spoken these statements to Ramananda Rai, Saurabh Damodar. In my agitation, a day never ends, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking. For every moment seems like a millennium. He's giving a little purport to this Sikshastak. Pouring incessant tears, my eyes are like clouds in rainy season. Govinda virahe shunya iha haira tribhuvan tushanale podena na jaya jivan. The three worlds have become void because of separation from Govinda. I feel as if I were burning alive in slow fire. As if I'm getting burnt in this fire of separation. Iti kachintite radhara nirmala hridaya. So saying so, he is trying to experience radhara nirmala hridaya, Radha's pure heart, Radha's unalloyed love. Svabhavika premara svabhava karila udaya. While Radharani was thinking in this way, the characteristics of natural love became manifest because of her pure heart. So heart's pure condition is a prerequisite or a necessity in order for natural love to manifest. The heart is not pure, the pure love will not manifest. So Radharani, in her great eagerness, she's feeling separation from the Lord and she's eager to meet the Lord with all her humility at her command and all submission. And in that mood, she is quite agitated, not having Krishna in front. She speaks. Sai bhave prabhu sai sloka ucharila sloka ucharite tadarupa apane haila. Quite so now understand, try to understand this, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we just heard the statement of Radharani, that she is eager and submissive and humble. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he developed that mood of Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu developed that mood of Radharani. Brief description we heard of that mood. So that mood of Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu developed. And in that mood of Radharani, he said another verse. What could that possibly be the verse? Aslishava padaratam pinastumam adarshanat marmahatam karotuva yatha tathava vidadhatu lampato matprananathastu saivanaparaha. Does it sound like Radharani? Not my sound, not the sound that you heard, but the mood sounds like that of Radharani. So in that mood, he said this verse. I'll read the translation. There is a some deeper matter here. In the same spirit of ecstasy, see whether you get that. Are you listening? Of course, Russian devotees will listen once I speak, or once it's translated. So in the same spirit of ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited that verse, and as soon as he did so, when he recited the verse in the mood of Radharani, what happened? He felt like Radharani. When he said this verse in the mood of Radharani, First he was thinking, oh, this is how Radharani thinks, this is Radharani's mood, and but then in that mood, understanding, trying to understand Radharani's mood, then he kind of, he assumed that mood, that became his mood, and then he said this verse, Aslishabab, you crush me, or you embrace me, you are free to do anything, yata tathava, you are my master, you are my lord under all circumstances. Then what was the feeling? That he felt like, this is Radharani. Then there was no difference. He was thinking. He was thinking like Radharani. There was no difference between his thought and Radharani's thought. Radharani's thought became his thought. Radharani's thought became his thought. And he felt like Radharani, Srimati Radharani. And that was the purpose, the principal purpose, or primary or private internal purpose, reason for Lord's advent into this world, to understand, try to understand Radharani. So the Sikshastak, going through the verse 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7 to 8, comes to the verse number 8, then this is a mood of Radharani would speak like this, but now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking like Radharani. So that is prayojan, that's the destination, that's the final goal. Of course, what is there in it for us, that is yet another subject matter. This is such an elevated subject matter, Radha and Krishna and their loving dealings, and something that even Krishna was aspiring to understand, his whole advent here in Navadvip Mayapur was with that purpose. Of course, he got other things out of the way. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chadiskritam dharma samsapanarthaya. He did this first. Or he kind of worked for others first, for the benefit of the entities in this world. Lord even renounced his home at Yoga Pete. We were there just this morning. He took renounced order of life, means lots of inconvenience, austerities of traveling. He left home, affectionate mother, young, beautiful wife, and home right on the bank of the river. He gave all this up for the benefit. He traveling all over and chanting Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Pahi Mam. Krishna, 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 Raksha Mam. Krishna, Krishna. It's a Russian song. Nice, right? Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava Rakshamam. Krishna, 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 He. So he takes the tour of South India. Then he also comes back this way, Mayapur, Navadvi, Bangladesh side. Then he takes another tour through Jharkhand forest and Varanasi and Prayag to Vrindavan. Three times he goes out of Jagannath Puri on three extensive tours, preaching tour, spreading the holy name around and defeating Mayavadis and Tattvavadis and followers of Buddha, and there are so many pastimes. And by doing so, he was establishing dharma for this age of Kali. So he did that first. Harir Namaiva Kevalam, dharma for this age of Kali. He established by liberating, not just ordinary liberation, but giving them love of Godhead. Millions upon millions of souls were delivered by Mahaprabhu's travels throughout Bharatvarsha, India. And he left this job of, Prabhupada writes, the job of delivering the souls elsewhere, overseas. He left this job up to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He empowered Senapati Bhakta, the commander-in-chief of the Sankirtan army, that is Srila Prabhupada, and sent him in Calcutta, which is not far from here. There was a boat called Jaladut. Prabhupada boarded that boat and then going all the way to Colombo, and then after almost 1 month's journey through different seas and oceans, arrived at New York. The commander-in-chief was there with the books and the holy name, Bhagavatam, and chanting of Hare Krishna. Then he bombarded the capital of this age of Kali. Kali's capital is New York. And Prabhupada bombarded that with, showered that with the bombs of holy name and time bombs in the form of his books. And that explosion, something good came out of that explosion. Scientists also talk of some explosion. And devotees were born out of that explosion. So many stepped forward. They were miserable. The land of opportunity, so-called land of opportunity, America, had given them no opportunity. They were feeling frustrated and lost. So many were just loitering on the streets in Bowery, in New York. And Prabhupada got in the middle there and started preaching at Matchless Gift Shop place, and then gradually all over the planet. And now the Hare Krishna movement in 40 years has reached over 100 countries. You are not surprised? Arivo. So something that started here and then all over India, the International Society for Krishna took it all over the planet. It's spreading It will reach every town and village of this planet, giving everyone experience of this Krishna prema. Prema pumartho mahan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. The goal is to achieve prema pumartho, Krishna prema, not just dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Some kind of religion, religionist, and then economic development and moksha, sense gratification, moksha, liberation. No, this beyond this, pancham purushartha, the fifth dimension he added. It existed, he pointed out, he emphasized that. Prem, Krishna prem. Krishna prem pradayate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he said, the next verse were there. Aslishava padaratam pinastumam. Adarshanat marmatam karotuva yathadathava vidhatu lampato matpranathastu sa evanapara. When he said this, how did he feel like? He felt like he was Radharani. Arivo. There's nothing more. The goal was achieved. So spreading the holy name for the, which in every avatar, yeah, that goes on. Oh, I mean, establishing principles of dharma, dharma samsthapanarthaya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had another personal reason, internal reason, purpose behind his advent. And that is being realized here. As he is reciting these verses, he is compiling, reciting, relishing, and going from one to the other, to the other, to the other. And through Sammand and Abhidhi and Prayojan, and finally he says this verse, and then there is no difference between him and Radharani. He has acquired the qualities, the mood of Radharani. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying this, but he has said this statement. This is his Sikshastak. But as we read through the translation, you will realize that this sounds like Radharani. This doesn't sound like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or sounds like some female. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maidservant who has fallen at his lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is debauchee, you know, after all, and can do whatever he likes, but still he alone and no one else is a worshipable lord of my heart. And Lord's further thoughts on this verse is further reflections, contemplation. It goes on, and then he's staying stuck to this mood. And there are many statements. These statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna, tested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If you hear carefully, we have to hear carefully. Each word, maybe each letter, go slow, or reread it. This is very loaded, statements, full of meaning. And we are dull-headed. So These statements by Srimati Radharani show the symptoms of pure love for Krishna tested by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In that ecstatic love, his mind was unsteady. Transformations of transcendental love spread throughout his entire body, and he could not sustain his body and mind. Pure devotional service in Vrindavan is like the golden particles in river of Jambu. In Vrindavan, there is not a trace of personal sense gratification. It is to advertise such pure love in this material world that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has written previous verse and explained its meaning. Thus, overwhelmed by ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke like a madman and recited suitable verses. The Lord had formerly composed these 8 verses to teach people in general. Now He personally tested the meaning of the verses which are called Shikshastak. So formerly, that is also a purpose why these were compiled for the benefit of everybody. But he is also being benefited himself as he recites and relishes these statements. If anyone recites or hears these 8 verses, listen to this. It's called Phala Shruti. Shruti Phala. What is the benefit of hearing this? You have been hearing this for the last 4 days, this subject matter. So, what is the benefit? What do we get out of this? So what happens? If anyone who recites and hears these 8 verses from instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his ecstatic love and devotion for Krishna increase day by day. Arivo. So one who listens, in other words, or just to repeat, or just to emphasize, so one who recites and hears and memorizes, any more devotees have memorized this Ashtak, 8 slokas, or any 1, 2, 3, 4 of these verses? Yes, stand up and say it out loud. Last 3, 4 days, you did not know them before and now you have recited or memorized. Yes? Is that the case or you knew them from before? Okay, sit down. You had done homework even before we asked you to do the homework. Or you were not even here when we gave this homework. You're already an advanced student. Anyone else of our regular students? Yes, you did not know them before. Madhai Prabhu. Say the one verse, let's hear from your mouth. Say the verse out loud. Where is the microphone guy? He's saying the first verse, please listen everybody. Okay, he's already into 2 now. Oh, he's unstoppable. He's going on and on. Okay, good. One of our very senior Vaishnava, temple president of Allahabad, ex-temple president, now resident of Mayapur, the lots of preaching service, and developing love of God, because he has memorized these verses and recites and contemplates. Anyone else? Yes, stand up. Stand up on the chair. Reva, Reva, Reva. You don't need hands to memorize the verses. You just need heart and soul. Okay? Microphone guy. Reva, very good, very good. Nice pronunciation also. From Mayapur, huh? Mayapur Brahmachari, senior Brahmachari. Very good. Yes, Mataji, stand up. You want to sing in the mic? By reciting these verses, what does it say? His ecstatic love and devotion for Krishna increases day by day. Yeah, I can come forward instead of... Sing the mic, huh? Reva. Very good. Say one more. Yes. Say one more. You're saying it nicely. Yes, he's saying with the emotions and feelings, with the body language and involvement of the mind. And very good. Anyone else? Gaurangi knows one verse. Yes, Narada. Narada from Ukraine. Reva. This is a very important verse. One should tie this around the neck, or the pearls. The holy name is like a different beads, pearls. Then this verse is like a thread. On the thread of this Sikshastak mantra, Tranadapi Sunichena, and there's a Mahamantra in the form of the beads, pearls, together in that mood. Then what happens? Then Kirtaniya Sadahari, Tranadapi Sunichena. So this verse has been glorified. As one says this, there's a big foundation of Krishna consciousness is in that verse, humility and tolerance and respectful behavior, respecting others, not expecting in return, respect, not expecting in return. Then Kirtani Sadhari becomes possible. Anyone else is feeling Jamuna? You know? Gangi? One? No? Vishwambar knows, I think many. I'm just quickly looking at my notes. This verse, meant verse 7, is a combination of bhav and prem. Verse 7 is combination of bhav and prem. And 8th verse is full of prem, pure prem. A complete softening of the heart an awakening of the sense that Krishna is mine takes place here. In this, when one begins feeling separation from Krishna, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Shunya idam. And this is a result of pure heart or softened, soft heart, butter-like heart, not like a hard stone-like or steel-like heart. When it softens, and by chanting, heart becomes softer and softer and purer. And so in that state, one begins to think, Krishna is mine, that thought comes. Also condensed happiness. The bhakti gives sandrananda visheshatma. This is one of the six symptoms of bhakti, gives joy, anand. So that is also experienced at this level. Level 7 and for sure level 8. Then says, prema sankirtan, ever ongoing experience of flowing contaminated happiness, concentrated happiness, that occasionally there's a separation and flows to high tide, that is union. So goes between separation and union, other words. Mahaprabhu in this verse is acquiring Radha's love, and the feeling, the strong waves of separation characterized by anxiety, remorsefulness and humility. Each of these statements are like the valuable gems. We don't have time to give further comments on this. We have kind of covered a little bit, said something about the statements which we are now reading here. Listen to this. It says, humility fosters prema. From humility, it helps to get to prema. And prema fosters humility. Once you have a love, then naturally also you exhibit humility. Your humility gets boost from prema. Prema gives you boost and you become humble. Your humility, like that, vice versa. They help enhance, foster. Gauranga's form is incarnation of Vipralambha bhav. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Vipralambha, is always feeling separation. His whole life is like that. Especially his leelas in Jagannath Puri are full of Vipralambha bhav. And this is Radharani's bhav. Radharani's bhav. And he's experiencing that there. Performance of Sankirtan in the agony of separation. So those who are members of Sankirtan movement, in fact, they're always, there's agitation. Mind is agitated. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And part of their Sankirtan is chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is supposed to be sounding like this chanter is feeling separation from within. He's looking for someone, his beloved. Where is he? Oh, when could I have him? When could I be engaged by him, his service? So performance of Sankirtan is agony of separation. Listen to this. It says, entrance in prema is only through the mood of separation. You will never achieve prema unless you have, prior to that, felt separation from Krishna. So they go together, hand in hand. Separation, love. Separation, love. You don't jump to love before having gone through the separation. So it says, entrance to prema is only through the mood of separation. On the outside, prema appears like poison. But on the inside, it is like ananda. It has both, it's a poison-like. And because when Krishna is not there, feeling separation is like a poison. But at the same time, that person is experiencing ananda inside. It's other side of ananda. The coin has two sides of the coin. So prema on one side, the other side of the prema is feeling separation. It is the same. So prema, when someone has prema, love for the Lord, then he feels separation from the Lord also. There are more of these pearls. Sambhog is enhanced by vipralamba, meaning more one feels separation from the Lord, then faster he will be united with the Lord, or he will get the Lord. Or if the life is going on, Lord, I have Lord, I don't have, life is going on, then Lord will also take his own time, extra time, to catch up with us. But the person is feeling intense separation, then with that intensity and emergency situation, Lord also takes bigger and faster steps towards such aspiring soul. Without separation, union cannot be experienced to its fullest. Only a hungry person, and then finally he gets full plate of prasadam. He understands. He has realized the value of food and prasadam, because he had been separated from prasad. So more he is separated from prasad on God Purnima day coming up. All day, the value that you feel of prasadam at noon time, then at 4 in the afternoon, and then 4:30, and then is it working? Not moving. So morning kind of goes, we don't know. It's a routine. Then 10 o'clock is fine. 11 o'clock. Can manage. 1-2 o'clock becoming a little unbearable, and then 3-4 o'clock is too much, and so more separated. One is from prasad, then he realizes the value, and finally that person gets big plate of prasad in front of him, then the kind of relishing, the way he relishes that prasad. So from separation, so without separation, union cannot be experienced to its fullest. Then it says, Radha's Mahabhav reaches its peak only in union. Mahabhav in union. Radharani tests the mellows of love in the way that are even unfamiliar to Shyam Sundar. Some mellows that she is experiencing, but Krishna has no experience of that. This is only Radha's experience. There are so many of those mellows and experiences Krishna doesn't have experience of that. Then Krishna wants to be Radharani and experience those mellows. This verse is originally spoken by Radharani, Krishna Das Kaviraj says. This astak, eighth astak, asli shiva padaratam, this is originally spoken by Radharani, but now has been repeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and as he repeats, he is feeling like Radharani. He has developed that mood of Radharani. Radha's love is selfless to the extreme limit, yet it makes her so whole, complete, her, Radharani, so whole, so complete that Krishna feels incomplete without her. Radha's love is selfless. And as a result, she has become wholesome. Her experience is a wholesome experience of Krishna's love. So although he's supposed to be complete, Krishna is supposed to be complete, he feels incomplete without Radharani. Because Radha has additional experience, which Krishna doesn't have. So with her, then he's complete. When he sees added to his life, then he's complete. Otherwise, he feels he's incomplete. Ekakina ramate means alone one feels, one finds no pleasure. You alone cannot enjoy. You need company. That's why we're talking how there are two, there are one. Lord was one in the beginning, he becomes two. There was a Krishna and Radha. Because one cannot enjoy. By definition, Krishna, God enjoys, but by himself he cannot enjoy. So he's becoming two, him and Radharani. One becomes two in order to exchange love, prem ras. One becomes two in order to exchange love. Now listen to this. Love is about two. Love is about two. But it is about two becoming one in love. I'll repeat this. We had kind of made this point before also, but we'll go through this once again. Love is about two. Unless there are two, there is no love. But it is about two becoming one in love. In love, they are one. They're still there, but they're like a one in love. Krishna becomes one with Radha, simultaneously preserving both identities. This dynamic unity is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna becomes one with Radha, simultaneously preserving both identities. Bahir Gaura Antaha Krishna. Inside is Krishna hiding, and outside is Radharani, Radharani's complexion, Gauranga, mood like Radharani. But he's Krishna, and both identities preserved simultaneously. Relishing the love from Radha's vantage point is more relishable than tasting love from his own point of view. That's Krishna's point of view. Radha is best in school of love. If there's a school of love and there's so many students, Radharani is the best student in that school of love. The fact is, Radharani's love drives Krishna mad. The fact is, Radharani's love drives him, Krishna, mad. Krishna's madness gives birth to Prem Sankirtan. Krishna's madness gives birth to Prem Sankirtan, the Sankirtan movement, which he has stated that as Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So like that, we can conclude our presentation on today's two verses, as well as, well, everything is all the eight verses of Sikshastak. But before we end, any questions, comments? Yeah. There's a microphone somewhere.
Харе Кришна, это лучший семинар в моей жизни, который я прослушал.
You're writing questions?
Thank you very much. Хотел спросить, сегодня утром я молился Божествам о том, чтобы мое сердце очистилось после паритрама, и чтобы я доставил радость духовному учителю своим служением.
You can write the question. I think if Russian devotees or other devotees have questions, I think write them down like we were doing that yesterday. I think it is, goes faster that way. Now this has to be translated in English and then... No, he can say the question and then you can write, right? You can write? Yeah, yes, of course. So then you... Those devotees with the... Russian devotees, Russian speaking. They can write. No, they have to write. Tell them. Say that. If you have any question, write them. Or you say your question to Prabhu, the translator Prabhu, and he writes it down. Any other devotees have question in meantime before we get that translation?
You said that prema is outside like poison and inside like ananda. Is ananda. And the question is if some person outside is like happy and can he be.
Well, first of all, this is a talk of love of Godhead. Let's talk of prema. And the question also should be about prema, not about lust, not about kama. So the poison and nectar or poison and anand that has been talked here is this love is poisonous. When there's a separation from the Lord, a vipralamba state of existence, then it's unbearable. It's a poisonous. It's like a killing. It's like a... Why exists a drink poison? poison. The separation is poisonous. Shunyaitam, this is all vacant, it's all empty, there's nothing here. Krishna is not here. He's hiding. The gopis are going through that. They're searching, looking, asking everyone, hey tree, oh Ashoka, oh Bakula, oh deer, oh, have you seen, oh Krishna? So, there's a blazing fire. Poison also has a poisonous vapors are like a burning. That Kaliya, the lake of where Kaliya resided, was full of weapon, the poison. It was poisonous. There are poisonous vapors. That whole lake was like a boiling because of the poison. Any bird flying over would just be dropped dead. So some kind of fiery angle is also connected with the poison. And this whole burning, tapta jivanam, gopis are saying in Gopi Geet, tava katha amritam, this is nectar. And solution for counteracting the poison. So it could be inside, one thing inside, other thing outside. Person is, union is there, then poison is no more there. Poison takes back seat, poison goes inside or, back burner somewhere. When there's union, it's only anandam buddhi vardhanam. But then Krishna disappears, he's hiding, no meeting takes place. Then that whole poison, ocean of poison takes over. There's no anand in trace, there's no anand in sight. So like that, it goes. Love is like that. You can't swallow, you can't spit. It's like a chutney. Chutney is hot, but at the same time there's some taste. It's tasty also. Chutney is tasty. Chutney is it's chili, hot. So love is like that. Sometimes like a hot potato. Like to feel like a throwing it. Hey, he can forget us. Let us all forget him also. Gopis get together and they say, all in favor, gopis, we should forget him, right? He has forgotten, he has gone to Mathura now. He's not remembering us. So let us forget him. All those in favor. So many gopis talk in favor of forgetting him. And finally at the time of voting, all in favor of forgetting him, no one raises hands. Oh, let's forget talking, let's forget him. Let's not even talk, they say. And next moment they begin talking about him. They can't stay without him. They want to forget him, but they can't forget him. So this poison and... What is the question here? Separation with Krishna is very high level. Is it right to begin with separation from Krishna's devotees? Good question. We get Krishna through the devotees. And without devotees, yasya prasadad bhagavad prasado, yasya prasadan nagati kuto. We are no destination, we don't go forward. without mercy of spiritual master is like a leading Vaishnava for us. There are some other Vaishnavas also, Siksha Gurus and Sadhu Sang, Sadhu Sang, Lava Matra Sadhu Sange, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. All perfection is achieved through the association. This whole festival is Sadhu Sang, a Russian festival. Every year, practically, we hear Sadhu Sangha as the theme of the festival in Russia. And here also Sadhu Sangha or the Preeti Lakshanam Association of Devotees, six exchanges loving dealings between sadhus and sadhus, devotee and devotee. Yes, this is life. So without, we should be feeling separation from devotees. Someone was proposing, on my own I will practice Krishna consciousness, on my own. This doesn't work in this age of Kali. Hallucination, he said. So simply hallucination. This idea doesn't work on your own. If the Sati Yug, then on your own, you could have your own cave and you could do your meditation. In fact, being alone was favorable in Sati Yuga. But now, being alone is no good. You have to have a company of a devotee. Sadhu Sangha, association of devotees. And the very foundation of this Hare Krishna movement is with this purpose in mind, Prabhupada clarifies. Just to give association to the faithful people aspiring to become devotees of Krishna, the Hare Krishna movement has been founded. So without devotees, we won't understand nothing much about Krishna. What to speak of feeling separation from Krishna, separation from God. At every step, we need help, you need association, so that we are connected with Krishna. So we should be, we are missing Krishna. And when you are missing Krishna, then you meet the devotees and then you again, as soon as you are with the devotees, you begin talking about Krishna, and then you again feel good. Krishna went away from gopis and Radharani, was hiding, and they were searching and searching, no success. So they all came back to the banks of Jamuna. They sat together and they talked about Krishna. And that is Gopi Geet. And as they talked and talked and talked about Krishna, what happened? Krishna appeared. So we are missing Krishna, or maybe feeling some separation from God, Krishna. But unless we get together with the devotees and bodhayantaha parasparam, Krishna will not appear in the heart. So Krishna alone is incomplete. Krishna and Krishna's devotees. This is the best seminar I have heard in my life. Ha, Krishna. Anyway, thank you very much. This morning I prayed to the deities asking help to realize the meaning of the fourth verse of Sikshastak. In my life, what is needed to realize this verse in my life, and how Navadvip Parikrama can help me with that? Whose question? This question is, okay, that Prabhu's. So, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim is that fourth verse. And this Prabhu wants to go on parikrama and wants to know how this verse, how now the parikrama can help him to realize. Well, nadhanam. And we are making, the announcements are being made, don't carry valuables. If you have lots of money, leave that behind in the lockers. So you are going on parikrama without money. Nadhanam. Let's see whether it works. You can survive. Otherwise people think I must have. Money is life. Money is God. Money is all in all. So you could see whether that's right or wrong. Leave your Lakshmi behind. Carry some Lakshmi to offer in donation boxes of temples. Na dhanam, na janam. I don't want any followers and friends. So which you already have left them behind in Russia, left them behind in your country. You shouldn't even carry your mobile phone, otherwise they will contact you on this island and try to connect you with the family consciousness instead of Krishna consciousness. Instead, of course, the family members, the family life is there, or family kind of experience is there in Krishna consciousness with Krishna as head of the family, and we are his children. So this is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family or Prabhupada's family. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Gaudiya. So we should be dealing with the devotees like a family members, concerned about their whatever welfare, any way you could serve them. Like we serve our family members. Instead serve this bigger family in whatever little bigger, smaller capacity you could do. So that's a positive. Gone away from the previous family. Yeah. But then there's a family here. So na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim. So try to realize. Yeah, no attraction for beautiful men, beautiful women. So if you walk without shoes on parikrama, that also helps. Developing detachment, developing detachment for the opposite sex. There's a connection, there's a relationship. When the sole of the feet, there's little thorns, sometimes thorns also, or little rocks, are hot and cold. You touch that, you develop detachment. Your enjoying spirit is minimized. More softer shoes you wear and give more and more comfort to your soles of your feet, the more enjoying spirit increases. People have shoes everywhere, huh? Bathroom shoes, dancing shoes, this shoe, that shoe, and only two people staying, and but there are 20 pairs of shoes. So going bare because we are is encouraged to walk without shoes. It's also a dham, non-different from Balaram, Nityanand. So that's another reason why no shoes, no offense to be committed. But by observing that no shoes principle, there are other benefits. Your enjoying spirit is subdued by that. And by hearing, chanting, transcend these bodies, I realize I'm soul. You cannot, and others are also souls. All these thousand bodies going on this parikrama, some are in male body, some are in female body, they're all souls. So if I realize I am soul, or anyone who realizes I am soul, that time he's also realizing others are also soul. It is not possible that I realize I am a soul, but I see everyone else as a body, or see their bodies. So when I have realization that I am a soul, self-realization, with that I will realize that the others are also souls. But if I realize I am body, I am in a bodily concept, then I see others also as bodies. So parikrama is that opportunity of lots of hearing, lots of chanting, lots of rolling in the dust or taking the dust on our head or bathing in Ganga, and strong and close association of devotees. What better place to realize that I am Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Ma Mishame Bhavam Budho Kripaya Tava Pada Pankaja Sita Dhuli Shadrasham Vichintaya. I am your servant. Please engage me. I'm your servant. So like that, dhanam janam sundarim kavitam. Engage me in your service, praying, like you're praying this morning. So parikrama is a whole prayer, 7 days non-stop prayer, day and night, prayerful mood. And prayers in dham are powerful. So they will bear the fruit of love of Godhead. And then you will realize the more or deeper meaning of the fourth verse of Sikshastaka. I better go faster. If I experience certain ecstatic symptoms, should I hide them in order not to attract attention? Yes. I think we said this yesterday. We talked about this yesterday. In other words, this is a private, internal, confidential matter, not to be displayed or put in some kind of exhibition or showcase and make announcement or, hey, look at my symptoms, you know. Any cameraman here? Step forward. Now this is not a cheap thing. So this is a confidential thing. You may lose this wealth if you advertise or you make a show or exhibition. Yeah, this is I mean, someone takes note of it without you knowing it, that's another thing. But you should not endeavor to get others' attention. It may be possible. I mean, in advanced stage, person becomes oblivious to surroundings and who is watching me. So there may be whole tears and this and that rolling on the ground, but that person, he doesn't even know that others are around. So it may be just beyond him. He cannot control. But also, just to set example, even our acharyas, they hide or conceal these, internalize these symptoms. Okay. Is it sufficient to simply attentively chant the holy name to become humble, or we have to work on ourselves, praying to Krishna to become humble? Well, chanting of Hari, whether chanting is sufficient, or we have to separately and pray to the Lord to become humble. Well, the chanting is a prayer. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna is a prayer. And it is chanted in the mood of feeling the human, or Kirtaniya Sadhari becomes possible when you are humble. And that's the subject matter of the verse number 3 of Sikshastra. Trinadapi suni jena taro rapi saishna. We're saying you put this around your neck, this verse, and chant. So not that chanting one time and then separately praying and then chanting and then praying. No, chanting is a prayer. While chanting, you are, with all humility, you are chanting or you are crying, praying to develop these qualities. Unless we are humble, the humility, from that comes prema. What was that? Humility gives boost to the prema, and prema gives boost to humility. Both ways it works, in fact. You're humble and you're able to chant, and you're chanting and you become humble. Lord Krishna, by His own sweet will, is bringing separation from devotees within ISKCON. Devotees like Bhaktisarva Damodar Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj, and others. It is said that on outside, prema appears like poison. On inside, prema appears like an anand. I am feeling depressed in separation, that Krishna has taken these Vaishnavas from us like poison. Well, then your choice is, you join them, or you aspire to meet them again, and then it is again anand. So poison can turn into a bliss. Or you get their association in some other form. Our understanding is there's a Vapu association, there's a Vani association. So we cannot expect everyone to just stay on and on and on and on. Prabhupada said that even Krishna had to leave. He used to talk to us like this, to pacify us, to console us. During his last days, last years, we were appealing, pleading, Prabhupada, stay on, please, don't leave us, don't leave. Then Prabhupada, even Krishna had to go. So you should expect that I would be leaving. So we leave, we lose the Vapu association. The Vani is there. It's Prabhupada's or Swarup Damodar Maharaj's whole book table, and there's a whole preaching on wheel. What is that on wheel? Institute? Bhaktivedanta Institute on wheels. So it's visiting here. So you could read Life Comes from Life and other books and other instructions and feel connected, get association. I was also other day, Swarup Damodar Maharaj's disappearance day, there was celebration. It was not the actual day, but the memorial service was performed remembering him. I couldn't even take part because I had to give Russian class. But at the end of the class, I was given some report, and then Maharaj was singing these songs. He compiled this Manipuri song, and then I heard the recording of that, and I purchased some books and calendars from Maharaj's. So I was missing him. And then I had these thoughts, and I was kept thinking of all the Maharajas, my senior god brothers. They left one by one, Tamalkrishna Maharaj and Sridhar Maharaj and Gaur Govind Maharaj and Bhaktitirtha Maharaj. I was thinking whether it was possible to meet all of them. I had this thought that afternoon. And then I went to bed, and in the dream Tamalkrishna Maharaj appeared. And next morning after Mangal Arati, there was an announcement, today is a disappearance day celebration of Tamalkrishna Gosai Maharaj. I did not even know that the next day was Maharaja's disappearance day celebration. But the night before I had been thinking, missing, and then I had a dream. And then last night I had a dream of Sridhar Maharaj. Then tonight maybe another Maharaj is going to appear. So I was thinking, when could I meet these Maharajas? I had this thought, and then two Maharajas I have met in two nights during the dreams. So there's some kind of union, some kind of anand in meeting. Is someone reminding us?
Huh? We have only till 3 o'clock that side. Sorry,
oh, I see. Okay, so I think we have to stop here, and please go back to these verses, revisit these verses, try to understand the verses as much as possible with the word meanings and translations, and so many moods of Mahaprabhu there, and there's lots of benefit. Your love for Lord Krishna will increase day by day. Okay, and keep chanting. That was the whole purpose, to get us to chant seriously. Chant Hare Krishna seriously, attentively, offenselessly, constantly. Sri Sikshastakam Ki Jai, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai.